This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of the Council of Ministers decides to promote and transfer some civil employees and security officials. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority calls for suspension of night bus services in 34 districts at high risk following heavy rainfall. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus to lead Bangladesh interim government. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the Council of Ministers held last evening decided on the promotion and transfer of some civil employees and security officials. The government promoted two joint secretaries and one Deputy Inspector General, DIG. Similarly, four additional Inspectors General, AIG of Nepal Police have been transferred. Those promoted to secretaries from joint secretaries are Arun Chandra Shrestha, Law Stream, and Parasar Dhungana. Shrestha has been installed at the Commission for Truth and Reconciliation, while Dhungana is at Nepal Law Commission. Furthermore, the Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police, Ramdatta Joshi, has been promoted to the Additional Inspector General of Nepal Police. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung at a news conference yesterday shared that AIG Deepak Thapa has been transferred to the Central Investigation Bureau from Kathmandu Valley Police Office to replace AIG Shyam Lal Gewali, while Gewali is transferred to the Province Coordination Department at Police Headquarters, Naksal. Another AIG, Kiran Bajracharya, currently at police headquarters, has been installed at Kathmandu Valley Police Office, Rani Pokhari. And recently promoted AIG, Ramdatta Joshi, has been installed at police headquarters. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has issued an advisory calling for the suspension of night bus services in high-risk areas following heavy rainfall in many parts of the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast heavy rainfall, which heightens the risk of floods and landslides. In the light of these warnings, the authority has highlighted the dangers associated with night travel in vulnerable districts where assessing road conditions become increasingly challenging. The authorities' warning affects 34 districts across Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhur Pashchim provinces, which are anticipated to face significant weather-related threats. Authorities have instructed districts and local disaster management committees to facilitate the immediate evacuation of residents to safer shelters. Additionally, all three security agencies in the at-risk districts have been put on high alert for search and rescue operations. Residents living along riverbanks and in landslide-prone areas are advised to remain vigilant. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reiterated the government's commitment to preventing and curbing all forms of corruption, clarifying the objectives and reasons for amending the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059 in yesterday's meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Oli asserted that the incumbent government was committed to rooting out corruption. The Prime Minister underlined the need to control corruption to fulfill the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali, adding that the government had the policy of zero tolerance for corruption. Prime Minister Oli underlined that the government's priority was to ensure social justice and maintain peace and security. The Embassy of Nepal in London has asked all Nepali citizens residing in the UK and prospective visitors to stay vigilant and remain cautious while visiting the cities of the UK and that have witnessed violent protests and riots. Issuing a notice yesterday, the embassy has appealed to Nepali citizens in the UK and has added that it is closely monitoring the recent situation there in the context of recent incidents of violent protest and riots. Likewise, it has advised Nepalese to follow the news and advisories issued by the local agencies and to avoid crowded areas, large gatherings and those areas where the protests are underway. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has reached New Delhi, India for a three-day official visit. Minister Bhandari left for the Indian capital to take part in the business summit of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC. Minister Bhandari's private secretariat said in the course of the summit, discussions will be held on behalf of Nepal on the topic of the benefits that could be taken from BIMSTEC for the promotion of Nepal's trade and business, as well as topic of trade benefits with India. Vector and waterborne disease infection has been increasing as of late across the country. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Ministry of Health stated one person died of dengue infection. 2,365 people throughout the country have been infected with dengue in the last 7.5 months. Dengue has spread in 73 districts across the country. Furthermore, the number of cholera cases has also been rising, taking the total number of infected to 30 across the country so far. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia urged the parliamentarians to take forward the preparation, making sure that the three bills would be presented in the ongoing session of the parliament. Minister Chaurasia requested the parliamentarians for the same in a meeting that started deliberating on the bill relating to the management of legislation in the Parliamentary Committee of Law, Justice and Human Rights. The three bills referred by the minister are seeking deliberations in the parliamentary committees are the ones related to transitional justice, bills made to amend some Nepal acts, and bills made to manage legislation. The ambassador of Germany to Nepal, Thomas Prinz, paid a courtesy call on the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba. At a meeting yesterday at the Foreign Ministry in Singhadarbar, matters related to various aspects of Nepal-Germany relations along with mutual interest and cooperation were discussed. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has reached the finals of the CAFA Women's Volleyball Nations League, defeating Iran. Nepal defeated Iran in three straight sets in second semi-final at the National Sports Council Covered Hall yesterday. Nepal grabbed the first set by 25-21, the second set by 28-26, and third set by 25-20. In the first semi-final, India defeated Sri Lanka in three straight sets. Nepal will compete with India in the final today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The President's Office in Bangladesh has announced Nobel Peace Prize winner Mohammad Yunis will be the chief advisor of an interim government. The presidency said the decision was made at a meeting between the President Mohammad Sahabuddin, military leaders and the heads of the Students Against Discrimination group. It comes a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was forced from power and fled the country following weeks of student-led protests that spiraled into deadly unrest. According to local media, more than 400 people are believed to have died as protests were met with harsh repression by government forces. The protest began in early July with peaceful demands from university students to abolish quotas in civil service jobs, but snowballed into a broader anti-government movement. Across the border in India, Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar said he was deeply concerned till law and order is visibly restored in Bangladesh. Bangladesh shares a 4,096-kilometer border with India and has close economic and cultural ties. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of all provinces, with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of the country. There are chances of extremely heavy rainfall at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Pashchim province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated north of its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27 degrees Celsius with 25.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Meeting of the Council of Ministers decides to promote and transfer some civil employees and security officials. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority calls for suspension of night bus services in 34 districts at high risk following heavy rainfall, and Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus to lead Bangladesh interim government. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.